It's late in the year and you're panicking because Christmas is here and you're not prepared. We're going to get you caught up in this episode of the Sunday to Sunday podcast. You know, when you work in a church, Sunday comes with amazing regularity. It's really difficult to work ahead, and with the Christmas season coming up, I hope you've already started planning for what you're going to do and the guests who will be visiting with you. But if you haven't, if you're one of the thousands of churches who've allowed Christmas to sneak up, don't worry. Today, I want to give you a few last-minute things you can do to make the most of Christmas at your church. But before we dive in, you know, most churches have lots of communications tasks that they'd like to do, but not enough time to get them all done. That's why we created Sunday Youth Services. Sunday Youth Services is your go-to agency for communications and marketing tasks. Focus on what you do best and free up your time by letting us handle the rest. We can schedule your social media posts. We can help you with Facebook ads. We can clip your sermon video into usable social media video clips, graphic design, and a whole lot more. It's like having a communications person on staff, or having an assistant communications person if you are the communications director, and all of that at a fraction of the price. Check it out at sundayu.com/services. By the way, current Sunday U members automatically get a 10% discount on all the services. Okay, let's talk Christmas. If you haven't started planning Christmas yet, what are you waiting on? It's go time, people. There are a number of things that you still have time to do, but first, I would encourage you to pause, take a deep breath, and do some strategic planning. While it might seem like you don't have time to slow down for a minute, taking a beat to think through your strategy can really pay big dividends. Here are a few things I would recommend that you think through. First, what do we want to accomplish? What do we want to accomplish with this gift that God is giving our church called Christmas? Now that might sound like a weird way to think about this whole thing, but every year the church gets a few opportunities that are unlike any others where guests will come without a lot of provoking. And not just that, they'll have a positive disposition toward you, and even your normal attenders will be willing to do more inviting, more volunteering, more giving. So if your church isn't leveraging the gift of Christmas and Easter as an opportunity to accomplish something, you're really missing out. It could be a chance to get guests to visit, then come back. It could be a chance to launch a big initiative. It could be a chance to do a special offering. It could be a chance simply to showcase who you are as a people. Whatever it is, take a moment to ask yourself what you want to accomplish. What do you want to accomplish? That's the first question. Second question, ask yourself, what do you want your theme to be? What do we want our theme to be? This could be a theme for your Christmas sermon or your Christmas service. This could be a theme for a whole series of sermons through the month of December. It could be the theme for an event that your church does as a Christmas outreach. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you can wrap some kind of basic theme around it, it'll give you some handles that you can use for the rest of your communications effort around this season. And then third, after you've picked out a theme, ask yourself, what tasks do I need to do? Perhaps you need to design your bulletin, do maybe a custom design of your bulletin for Christmas. Perhaps at this point, forget a custom design. You just need to get the thing done and get it to the printer. Maybe you need to think through your building decorations or your stage design and come up with a plan for accomplishing that task. Maybe you need to come up with a marketing plan for your Christmas theme. And by the way, since marketing is a major task for most of us who have the primary responsibility of communications at our church, whether a full-time communications person or an administrative team member or the solo lead pastor, whoever, since marketing is a major task for most of us, I wanted to take just an extra moment here and offer some suggestions of marketing ideas that you still have time to get done to promote your Christmas service or your Christmas event or your Christmas message series. And the first one, and perhaps the most obvious one, is Facebook ads. No matter what you're doing, whether it's a single Christmas service or a cantata or whatever, using local Facebook ads is still one of the best, if not the best, ways to promote at Christmas time. For just a few dollars, you can totally reach thousands of people in your community with your promotional message. Another marketing tool that you can leverage in the short term is invitational tools. And there are two that I've seen that work really well. One is the invite card, and the other are door hangers. Invite cards and door hangers. Invite cards are great because you can design them however you want to, or you could go download some for free and send them to your local printer and have them back in a week or so, maybe just a few days, depending on how many you order and how busy your printer is. But invite cards have the ability to cast your church in a really great light, and it makes it easy for your members, your attenders, to easily invite someone. Another great promotional tool is door hangers, and they are great because you can print these up and you can ask your church members to take enough for their neighborhood and put them on every door. They can canvas their neighborhood and put them on every door. And if you don't know how to design and lay out a door hanger, it's pretty easy. It seems like it might be difficult because they have to do a die cut, but most printers are set up to be able to do these. You can ask your local printer for help and they can help you out. Remember, though, to put all the vital information on these: your church name, your location, times of your services or event, the way that people can contact you, and your website. And speaking of your website, be sure to update your homepage with all this information so that as people visit your website from your door hangers or invite cards, as they check you out, they can get this information. And here are a few pro tips for door hangers and invite cards. First, make sure people know not to put door hangers on mailboxes. That's against the law, and it can make people upset. You want them to hang them on doors or hang them on storm doors. Also, make a door hanger day event at your church where the whole church comes together on a Saturday or some day to hang door hangers. I've even seen churches cancel the first service in the month of December and do door hanger day. And with this, you can pray over these houses that you're going to be taking the door hangers to before people go out. Maybe provide some coffee and some donuts before you send people out that morning. Make a big deal out of it. Make an event out of it. And it brings people together in your congregation and gives them a reason, a mission to go hang these door hangers. Also, make sure you print enough door hangers and invite cards, especially door hangers. One small neighborhood can, believe it or not, can have 200 houses. I actually live in a pretty small neighborhood. It's a newer development, but it doesn't seem very big. You'd think maybe it had, 50, 100 houses, but when you start counting them, there's actually 200. So you'll probably need to print thousands of these for your entire community, even if you're in a smaller area. And it might be best to print door hangers in one color so you can do a large quantity and make sure you have enough of them, but get them down to an affordable price. Anyway, with these personal invite tools, door hangers and invite cards, it's of vital importance that the leader, be that the senior or lead pastor or whoever, get behind the idea and encourage your people to invite. If the leader doesn't make it a point of emphasis, it will not be effective at all. And I actually really encourage the senior leader to preach a sermon on evangelism, maybe the last week in November, first week in December, and preach on evangelism and inviting people to church. Then give handing out the invite cards as a natural next step. Encourage people to use those invite cards as a non-confrontational way to invite their coworkers, schoolmates, their family, their neighbors, whoever. You've probably heard the stat by now, but a large percentage of people will come to church if they're personally invited. So really, really encourage you to use these invite tools. Okay, so we got one, pause to think about what you're going to do, what you want to accomplish. Two, think about a theme and get some handles for your event or your series or your sermon or your Christmas service. Put some handles on it with a theme. Let the theme be pervasive throughout your entire promotional effort. And then third, figure out what tasks you need to do, including marketing promotional tasks. And finally, ask the question, who can help you? Who can you bring alongside to help you? And please, 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 I beg you, please find people to help you do your work. Find volunteers, outsource it, do whatever you need to do to get yourself some help. Ministry work was not meant to be done alone. If you try to get everything done these last few days before Christmas all by yourself, A, you won't be able to get it all done, and B, you're going to burn yourself out, and you're not going to be able to experience the miracle of the season for yourself. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to be able to experience the miracle of Christmas fresh and anew every year. So take a chance on someone. Yes, they probably won't be able to do it as well as you. They might drop the ball. But the opposite could happen. People might come through for you if you ask for help. They might lighten your load. People are much more likely to say yes to serving and helping during this time of year. So make the ask and accept their help. And who knows, you might even grow your volunteer ministry during this season. Okay, I've got to wrap up this episode, but I truly hope you find this season to be a time of blessing instead of a time of stress and instead of a time of extra frustration as a church communicator. Let me just conclude with this. Merry Christmas to you and your family from all of us at Sunday U, and we'll talk to you next time on the Sunday to Sunday podcast.